There is a specific kind of silence that comes with sitting down at a wooden table, with nothing but a needle, a spool of thread, and a piece of clothing that has lost its way. You might think of sewing as something delicate, or perhaps even intimidating, if you have never done it. But I want you to look at it differently today. This is not about high fashion or intricate embroidery. This is about restoration. It is about the blue-collar reality of making something useful again, instead of throwing it in the trash. When you can fix a tear in a favorite pair of work pants, or shorten a hem that has been dragging under your boot heels, you are taking control of your gear. You are refusing to let a little bit of frayed thread dictate the life of a garment. I remember the first time I tried to fix a seam on an old canvas jacket. I was in a hurry, and I thought that if I just used the thickest fishing line I had in my tackle box, it would never break again. I pulled it tight, knotted it haphazardly, and went back to work. By the end of the afternoon, the fishing line had acted like a saw, cutting right through the soft fabric of the jacket, and leaving a hole twice as large as the one I started with. That taught me a vital lesson about the relationship between the tool and the material. You do not want to overpower the fabric, you want to become part of it. We are looking for a repair that moves when you move, and holds when you stretch. And that starts with understanding how these fibers actually live together. Before we even touch the fabric, we need to get our hands on the right equipment. You do not need a massive kit. A few needles of varying sizes and a couple of spools of all-purpose polyester or cotton-wrapped thread will do most of the heavy lifting in a home. When you pick up a needle, feel the weight of it between your thumb and forefinger. A thinner needle is for your dress shirts and light linens, while a thicker, sturdier needle is what we want for denim or canvas. If you try to force a thick needle through tight weave, you will find yourself fighting the fabric, and that is where you end up stabbing a finger. We want the needle to glide through with just a firm, steady pressure. Go ahead and pull about an arm's length of thread off the spool. You might be tempted to pull more so you do not have to re-thread, but long thread tangles and knots itself into a mess before you are halfway finished. Cut it clean with a sharp pair of scissors. If the end is frayed, give it a tiny snip or a quick dampen with your tongue to lay the fibers flat. Poking that thread through the eye of the needle is the first test of your patience. Do not rush it. Hold the needle steady in one hand and bring the thread to the eye, rather than trying to jab the needle onto the thread. Once it is through, pull it until you have two even tails. Then tie a simple overhand knot at the very end. I like to wrap the thread around my index finger, roll it off with my thumb, and pull it tight to create a nice bulky knot that won't pull through the weave of the fabric. Let us start with a basic tear, maybe a straight rip along a seam or a snag in the middle of a pant leg. Lay the garment flat on the table in front of you. You want to see the wound clearly. If there are long, fuzzy threads hanging off the edges of the tear, trim them back just a little so they do not get caught in your stitches. We are going to use what is called a running stitch or a back stitch, depending on how much stress this area takes. For a simple tear, we start about a quarter inch before the rip actually begins. This anchors our work in the healthy, strong fabric. Push the needle through from the underside, so the knot stays hidden on the inside of the clothes. As you pull the thread through, you will feel that slight resistance as the knot hits the fabric. That is your anchor. Now, we move forward. You want to keep your stitches small and even, roughly the length of a grain of rice. If you make them too long, the repair will look like a set of staples, and it will gape open when the fabric moves. As you work across the tear, pinch the two edges of the fabric together with your non-dominant hand. You are guiding the edges to meet perfectly, like bringing two sides of a canyon together. As you push the needle in and out, listen to the sound it makes. A healthy stitch makes a soft, rhythmic pop as it breaks the surface. If you hear a loud snap, you might be catching too many fibers or using a needle that is too dull. Every few stitches, stop and run your thumb over the work. It should feel flat. If the fabric is starting to bunch up or pucker like a drawstring bag, you are pulling your thread too tight. Give it a little tug in the opposite direction to relax the tension. We want the thread to lie flush against the surface, supporting the fabric rather than strangling it. If the tear is in a spot that sees a lot of action, like a knee or an elbow, I prefer the backstitch. This is the king of hand stitches for durability. You push the needle up through the fabric, go forward a stitch length, and push it back down. But instead of coming up further down the line, you bring the needle back up at the start of your previous stitch. This creates a continuous line of thread that looks almost like it was done by a machine. It feels solid under your finger, like a tiny rope reinforcing the break. You will notice the difference in the weight of the repair immediately. It feels intentional and rugged. Now let us talk about the hem. This is a different beast entirely. Maybe you bought a pair of trousers that are 2 inches too long, or the factory stitching has unraveled and your cuff is flapping around your ankle. First, you need to determine your length. Put the garment on, wear the shoes you intend to use with them, and pin the fabric up to the desired height. When you take them back off, you will have a clear fold line. Use an iron if you have one to press that fold flat. A crisp, heat-set crease is worth more than a dozen pins because it gives you a physical track to follow. We are going to use a blind stitch here, or as close to it as we can get by hand. We want the repair to be strong on the inside, but nearly invisible on the outside. Start by tucking your knot into the fold of the hem so it is completely hidden. You are going to take a tiny, almost microscopic bite of the fabric on the main body of the pants. Then bring the needle through the thick fold of the hem. Because you are only grabbing one or two threads of the exterior fabric, the stitch will barely show on the outside. As you work your way around the leg, you will develop a cadence. Bite the fabric, slide through the fold, pull through. Bite the fabric, slide through the fold, pull through. It is a slow, circular process. You might feel a bit of a cramp in your gripping hand if you are holding the fabric too tight. Relax your shoulders. This is not a race. You are building a foundation. I find that if I keep my eyes about 2 stitches ahead of where the needle is, the line stays straighter. If you find the hem is starting to spiral or twist, stop and realign your fold with your pins. You want the grain of the fabric to line up so the pant leg doesn't hang crooked when you walk. When you reach the end of your tear or the completion of your hem, you have to tie it off. This is where many people fail, leaving a loose end that uncoils the moment the garment hits the washing machine. Take your needle and catch a small loop of your last stitch. Before you pull it tight, run the needle through the loop once, then twice. This creates a surgical knot. Pull it down firm against the fabric. You should feel a tiny click or snap as the knot seats itself. I usually do this twice, just for the peace of mind. Trim the thread, leaving about 1/4 inch of a tail. Do not cut it right against the knot. That little bit of extra thread allows the knot to settle without coming undone. Hold the garment up now. Give the repair a firm but gentle tug. You should feel the fabric and the thread working as one unit. There should be no yawning gaps and no harsh bunching. If you look at the outside of the hem, you might see tiny dots where the thread catches, but from a distance, it disappears into the texture of the weave. That is the mark of a successful job. You have not just patched a hole. You have understood the structure of what you are wearing and reinforced it with your own hands. There is a deep satisfaction in putting on a piece of clothing you fixed yourself. You feel the history of the item, but you also feel the work you put into it. It is no longer just a mass-produced product. It is something you have maintained. The next time you see a loose thread or a widening gap in a seam, do not wait for it to become a disaster. Grab your needle, find your thread, and take those 10 minutes to set things right.